With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The United States and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire ahead of a Tuesday night deadline imposed by President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In stark and violent language, the president had warned that Iran's whole civilization would die and never be brought back again unless his demands were met. Shortly before the deadline, Donald Trump announced a suspension in military attacks subject to Iran's agreement. Iran's Supreme National Security Council accepted the ceasefire but said it doesn't mean an end to the war. The Iranian foreign minister said passage through the Strait of Hormuz will be allowed for the next 2 weeks under Iranian military management. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Artemis II astronauts have pointed their moonship towards home.
Don't forget to enjoy the view.
Apollo 13 Commander Jim Lovell in a wake-up message for the Artemis II astronauts recorded 2 months before his death last August.
Houston, copy.
Later.
We'll see you on the other side.
This exchange between NASA Mission Control and the Orion capsule.
We will see you on the other side.
At that point, they were headed for the far side of the moon, temporarily out of contact as they shattered the distance record set by Lovell's Apollo 13 in 1970, more than 250,000 miles from Earth. And using the same maneuver to put the astronauts on course back home to Earth. I'm Ben Thomas.
Vice President J.D. Vance says he's in Hungary to support Prime Minister Viktor Orban's re-election bid. Vance's visit to Budapest on Tuesday marks a clear endorsement from the Trump administration for Orban, who's trailing in the polls ahead of Sunday's election. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 85 points, the Nasdaq rose 21, the S&P 500 advanced by 5. This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq are still having trouble.
According to a new analysis by England's all-party parliamentary group for international freedom of religion or belief, Iraqi believers still face violent persecution and repression years after ISIS was finally expelled from the country. Christians living in the Kurdistan region are doing pretty well, but elsewhere in the country, they're still being victimized by their Muslim neighbors. Christians make up just about 3% of Iraq's population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in India are making it harder for foreign NGOs, including Christian ones, to operate. They've added amendments to the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, which is designed to strangle Christian ministries that depend on funding from the U.S. and other places. The Hindu Nationalist Party that is running India's federal government has made no secret of its plans to promote Hinduism over all other religions in that vast nation. This is SRN News. Hail to the victors after Michigan emerged as this year's March Madness champion. We hear more from correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reporting.
Michigan has won its first NCAA title in men's basketball in 37 years. Elliott Cadeau's game-high 19 points powered the top-seeded Wolverines past second-seeded UConn 69-63 in Monday's national championship game in Indianapolis. Cadeau was named the tournament's most outstanding player. It's Michigan's second title in program history and first since 1989. The Wolverines led 33-29 at halftime and never led by more than 11 in the second half. Alex Caraban's 17 points paced the Huskies. UConn was denied its third national title in 4 years and its seventh in program history. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.